In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, this morning's Gospel ought to be a great consolation to us. No one is without sin, and the penalty for unrepentant sin is quite justly the punishment of hell. We don't like to think about hell, but hell is a reality and something about which we should be very concerned. Hell is eternal. Hell will have no end. It is said to consist of at least two separate torments. First, there is the pain of loss. Easy to understand. The suffering of knowing that we could have had eternal happiness with God in heaven, but through our own negligence, we have lost that happiness. We have forfeited that happiness. Secondly, there is a physical pain. Everyone will rise on the last day. The bodies of those in heaven will feel eternal pleasure. But the bodies of those in hell will feel eternal fire. It is said that this fire produces heat, but no light. The way St. Thomas Aquinas describes it, hell will be blindingly dark, but God will somehow allow the damned to see only the things that torment them. Physical torment may be more than simply heat. The psalmist lists fire and brimstone and storms of winds. In the book of Job, we read that the soul will pass from the snow waters to excessive heat, a repetitive alternation from freezing to burning and back again and again. But God loves all his men and women. We were made in his image and likeness, and he knows that we are capable of loving him. Indeed, he loves us to the degree that he was willing to die for us on the cross. He loves us far more than the shepherd loves his sheep or the woman values her missing drachma. He hates with us sinners because he wanted to communicate his love to us and to urge us to make use of his mercy. God's justice is merciful. He wants to forgive us. But his mercy is also just. Mercy and justice are like the opposite sides of the same coin. It is a modernist error to assume that God will forgive every sin just because a sinner deludes himself into thinking that great good will come from his sin. Sin is an objective reality that cannot be rationalized out of existence, not by the sinner, nor by his confessor. The Church can forgive any kind of sin, but no one in the Church at any level can grant permission to sin. In the Gospel, Jesus is trying to make the Pharisees see the importance of making it possible for sinners to repent and be forgiven. The Church is not a sect for perfect people. The Pharisees needed to understand the great value of evangelizing the sinful, to have mercy on them. for there shall be joy in heaven over one sinner who does penance. In the night office today, in his comments on this gospel, Pope St. Gregory the Great told us that true righteousness is merciful, and false righteousness is contemptuous. Even though the righteous often feel moved with just indignation at sinners. But it is one thing to feel indignant through pride, and another to feel so through love of law. If we have difficulty in loving the law, we should always remember that God's laws are essentially the manufacturer's instructions for human beings. Society, family cannot function if we deny our families and concentrate on stealing, beating, lying, killing, and cheating each other. God's law, known almost instinctively by the thinking person's human conscience, and known explicitly in God's revelation, is one of his greatest gifts to us. Our world cannot work without it. Dear faithful, God wants to forgive our sins. He wants to forgive us, but one of his conditions, in addition to repentance and confession, is a willingness to forgive the sins of our neighbors. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's difficult, but that should be a great incentive to forgive those who offend us. If we refuse forgiveness, we place ourselves in danger of not being forgiven by God. If we do forgive, we make our own salvation possible, as well as that of our contrite neighbor. Let's remember, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. And with the forgiveness of an offense, forgiveness of a neighbor, we are quite likely to double the joy of the angels in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.